The Liberal Party's dark Saturday turned decidedly worse yesterday when the man many expected to walk into the leadership unopposed turned down the job. Peter Costello says it's time for generational change in the party, and he signalled he won't be around for the long haul. His decision is another hammer blow for his party. There is now no obvious successor to John Howard, and a battle looms for the prize of the worst job in politics, that is, leading the federal opposition after such a crushing defeat. Chief political correspondent Chris Ullman reports.
If Liberal MPs and senators thought the party had reached its nadir on Saturday night, they were wrong.
I will not seek, nor will I accept, the leadership or deputy leadership of the Liberal Party.
Peter Costello, the man anointed by John Howard as his natural successor, doesn't want the job. While that's understandable because a thankless 3 years lie ahead, his decision has shocked an already dispirited party. Many are angry that he's abandoning ship precisely at the time the party needs him most. But some sense opportunity.
I will be a candidate for the leadership of the Liberal Party.
The soon-to-be ex-Environment Minister Malcolm Turnbull wasted no time in announcing his candidacy. He didn't consult widely, and that, for some, is one of the reasons why he shouldn't have the job. Others complain about his poor campaign, his people skills, and the fact that his barrister's style has not translated well in Parliament.
But the Liberal Party is a great political party. It is a party of energy. It's a party of new ideas. It's a party of progress, a party of change for the better.
Defence Minister Brendan Nelson has been consulting his colleagues and is popular with the backbench. He's considered likely to nominate. Tony Abbott's been making soundings, but there are grave reservations about him, given his poor performance in the campaign. A combination of these three as leader and deputy is unlikely because all live within 20 kilometres of each other in Sydney. Given the next leader faces a gruelling time in opposition and likely defeat at the next election, there's some thought that an interim option like Alexander Downer should be considered. Peter Costello says he wants generational change.
It is time for the young people of talent and ability, of whom there are many, to be given their go.
But there are no obvious bright young things who want or could pick up the job. Workplace Relations Minister Joe Hockey's been bruised by having to sell what one described as the political equivalent of death, work choices. He will not be a candidate. The Minister for Ageing, Christopher Pyne, is interested in the deputy's job, but some would prefer an old head, like former Federal Director Andrew Robb, in that position. The one dim light on the horizon for the Liberals in this disastrous election was the West. 30% of the new Liberal Party room will come from Western Australia, and that brings outgoing Education Minister Julie Bishop into the picture. If the party is to rebuild, the West will be a crucial fundraising base, and 90% of the people who donate to the party there live in Miss Bishop's electorate. She's yet to declare her hand, but is being courted by all those who've made their leadership intentions clear. One thing's certain, facing an ascendant Labor Party now occupying the centre ground in Australian politics means rebuilding a shattered Liberal Party will be no easy task, and it may consume more than one leader of the opposition.
Chris Ullman reporting.